Okay, my final subject I will tell you in just less than 20 minutes. Again, be filled with the Spirit. You know, in these days we are fasting the Lent, and I wish for all of you to enjoy this Lent. And you know, one of the important practices in our Lent is to enjoy praying the liturgy as much as we can and having the communion as frequent as we can. كلنا بنتناول كتير في الصوم أكثر من العادي. And you know, with the rule of be filled with the Spirit, let's think how we are filled with the Spirit during the liturgy. Actually, during Mass, وإحنا بنصلي القداس, we are always filled with the Spirit. First of all, you know, there is a nice prayer done by the priest during the liturgy. Actually, most of you never listen to this. يعني في صلاة سرية بيقولها أبونا, will express the meaning very clearly. We ask you, O Lord our God, we, your sinful and unworthy servants, we kneel to you by the pleasure of your goodness, that your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these offerings placed here, to purify them, transubstantiate them, and manifest them wholly for your saints. Look carefully to this prayer. This means that the Holy Spirit is not only coming on the bread and the wine to be transformed into the body and blood of Christ. Also, the Holy Spirit is dwelling upon all of us. So we are changing to be saints, and this bread and wine changing to be holy body and blood. فهمتوا اللي بيحصل؟ يبقى during the liturgy, there are two main miracles happening in each liturgy. We sinful people are transformed to be saints, ready to take the holies, الأسرار الأقداس. And this bread and wine are really transformed to be the body and blood of Christ. لأن ذا كلام أبونا. Do you know exactly when this prayer done by any priest, إمتى في القداس؟ مين شاطر يقول؟ ها؟ أيوة؟ سمام سعي الشريف ها؟ أول ما الشماس يقول أسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدة، أبونا يصلي الكلمتين دول ويقول هذا الخبز يجعله جسدا مقدسا، هذه الكأس دما كريما، في الحتة دي بيقول الكلام ده. يبقى now we can see clearly that we are ready to be filled with the Holy Spirit during each liturgy. You know, during the liturgy we are enjoying practicing repentance. The fathers of the church told us that the main key to be filled with the Spirit is to repent. Simply, عاوز تتملي بالروح القدس توب. التوبة هي مدخل الامتلاء بالروح القدس. So all through the liturgy you can see that we are always repenting. The word of Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, it's an expression of repentance. So all through the liturgy we are standing repentant. We are coming to the Mass feeling sinful. And this feeling helps us to be filled with the Spirit. All the prayers kind of expression of our repentance. Another way to be filled with the Spirit is through discipleship. You know, the first part of the liturgy were the readings of St. Paul, St. Peter, the Gospel of whoever, St. Luke or St. Matthew, and the Psalm of David. You know, all these readings, kind of discipleship, we are learning from this. And by these words of God, our hearts are filled with the Spirit, because the Word of God are another key of the filling of the Spirit. يبقى في مفتاح اسمه التوبة يملاك بالروح, وفي مفتاح اسمه كلمة ربنا يملاك بالروح. And both are used during the liturgy. That's why in all our prayers, church prayers, we never miss to read from the Bible. We need readings in all our prayers. أكبية, معمودية, خارجة, طشت, قداس لازم في readings from the Bible because in all of this we are filled with the Spirit. As you may know, the Pauline epistle, البولس, focusing on the grace of God, while the Catholicon, Catholic epistle, focusing on the struggle, your role, and the Epraxide, the Acts, the book of Acts, simplifying the model, how people could live this Christian life with the grace of God and their struggle. And the last, the Psalm and the Gospel, is the main content of the reading of today. The third key to be filled with the Spirit during the liturgy is through praising God. While praising God, while praying, we are filled with the Spirit. So we believe, as we taught from the Bible and the Fathers, that praising is another key to be filled with the Spirit. That's why our Mass is not that short. It's better to spend some time praising. And our great fathers who spend the whole night praising God, Tasbihah, before the liturgy, this adds to the filling of the Spirit. And don't force it melo بالروح أكثر مننا, because they spent more time praising God even before getting into the liturgy. You know, even our Lord Jesus Christ practiced praising. You know, كلمة تسبيح دي مش حاجة جديدة. المسيح نفسه كان بيسبح. As written in Matthew chapter 26, when they had sung a hymn. Actually, in the Greek language, it's not a usual, it's not, you know, any song. It's kind of traditional singing. اللي هي التسبيح. كان عندهم تسبيح. المزامير كانوا بيغنوها اليهود. سبحوا وخرجوا. They went out to the Mount of Olives. Another way, another key to be filled with the Spirit during the liturgy is by worshipping, by kneeling down, by mataniyat. And nowadays in the Lent, it's, you know, عز المطانيات. And we all know that when you kneel down in humility, in a spiritual act, you are filled with the Spirit. So this is another key. We are enjoying the liturgy in repentance, in praising God, in getting the teaching with the Word of God, and also with worshipping, kneeling down. All these actions help to be filled with the Spirit. You know, in the Psalm, let's go into His tabernacle, let's worship at His footstool. You know, when we kneel down as if we are putting our heads just on the feet of the Lord, we are touching His feet doing this, we are ready to be filled with the Spirit. Another key in the liturgy is to practice love. No one ready to be filled with the Spirit without love. If you stand praying in any liturgy and you cannot love anyone, actually there is no way to be filled with the Spirit. You have to love people. And the church is expressing this loving attitude when the deacon says, greet one another with a holy kiss. It's kind of expressing our readiness to be filled with the Spirit. Now we are ready to accept the Holy Spirit because we love each other. When we love others, when we forgive others, we are ready to be filled with the Spirit. You know, in our liturgy, actually we practice love to all people, even those who are not in front of our eyes. We pray for all people, all nations. We pray for, you know, the sake of the poor, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, the sake of us all who entreat Thee and seek Thine holy name. So we pray for everyone. You know, the Holy Spirit, as we said before, is coming to our heart to purify our heart and coming to the material, the bread and wine, to be transformed into the holies, القدسات. So that's why we are crying out during the liturgy saying, the sinners, we who have repented, count them among your faithful. And your faithful count them among your martyrs. So this upgrading happening during the liturgy is the gift of the Holy Spirit. فاهمين الحتة دي؟ يعني احنا بيحصل لنا upgrading زي ما بيحصل في الطيارات كده ولا في أي حاجة. ده الروح القدس بيرفعك من مستوى الخاطي إلى أنك أنت ربنا يعاملك كقديس أو كمؤمن تاخد الروح القدس. Again, those who are in this place, grant them to resemble your angels. And we also are called through your grace into your service, while being unworthy, accept us to yourself. Again, you know, this kind of transformation happening, it's not seen by our eyes. We cannot see the exact miracle of transformation. The bread stays as bread in front of our eyes, in our mouth. But we believe that there is some kind of transformation happened. With the word of God, this is the belief of the church. The Holy Spirit now made some change, but this change is unseen. As you yourself, kind of change happened in your heart, you cannot see. In the bread itself, this kind of change happened, which you cannot see. That's why we end the liturgy praising God, saying, Amen, 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 I believe, I believe, I believe, and profess to the last breath. This is the life-giving body. Now the priest is putting the body over his head and saying, this is the body of Christ, the life-giving body of himself. So this is the belief of the church, and you know, all the church is saying the same words silently after Abuna. I remember one day when I was ordained a priest early in my يعني أول مدرسة, I went to one of the very old women to يعني help to bring her the manawla. I found out that this woman, like many women living in Upper Egypt in the villages, they do not read and write, but they know these words. بتقول أمين أمين أؤمن 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 بتسمع معايا كلمة كلمة, as if this is like an old tradition that the whole church is saying after Rabbona, we believe this is the real body of Christ. So this is my last word. Again, I'm telling you, we are in the Lent. We have the full chance to be filled with the Spirit. And I want to remind you that the power of any servant, the power of any evangelist is in this, the degree of filling with the Spirit. It's not in his gifts, it's not in his character, it's not in his readings, past experiences, no. Actually, it's related only to the degree how much he is filled with the Spirit. So we have the full chance these days to pray more, to enjoy the Bible more, to fast strongly, to enjoy the liturgy more and more, and to focus on our spiritual life. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you so much. You gave me the chance for this day. وأشكركم واحد واحد أن أنتوا احتملتوا. وبنشكر أبائي واحد واحد على محبتهم. وهنصلي مع بعض بالعربي عشان نريح أعصابكم. كل يوم تحت صليبك كنت بفكر دايما فيك يا رب. من غير خوف زي أبويا عن أسراري وعن حكاياتي إنك بحكي. كل يوم تحت صليبك كنت بفكر دايما فيك يا رب. من غير خوف زي أبويا عن أسراري وعن حكاياتي إنك بحكي لك. كنت كتير يا ربي بفكر من دلوقتي وحتى ما أكبر إني لا يمكن يوم أتغير وأنسى. كنت في قلبي دايما اصلي يفضل حبك فيا وما فيش حاجة في يوم تمنعني اني اجيلك وافضل احكيلك. لما كبرت ناديتك تاني بس لقيت في ايديا يا ربي ايد منع حزن وخوف مالي كياني سجن قطيع وحب وشهوة عالم ثاني. لما كبرت ناديتك تاني بس لقيت في ايديا يا ربي ايد منعاني حضن وخوف مالي كياني وبقيت تاني يا رب بفكر امتى ارجع لك وازاي هقدر اقعد زي ما كنت صغير تحت صليبك. وبقيت تاني في قلبي بصلي انك تغفر لي وتخلي شهوة قلبي وافضل احكي لك. ولما رجعت لقيتك حاني بين احضان القلب الروح فرح يملاني مسحت دموعي جددت كياني باعترفت من عمق القلب ندم جواني. واما رجعت لقيتك حاني بين احضان الاب الروح فرح يملي باعترفت من عمق القلب ندم جواني. وازاي بقى يا رب اكافئك على غفرانك وعلى رعايتك هفضل طول الوقت اطوع جوه طريقك ويكون قلبي بيرنم لك طول العمر يمجد اسمك اغلى ما عنده بيقدم لك إلهنا الطيب نشكرك على نعمتك. نشكرك يا رب على كل اللي بتعمله معنا. نشكرك إنك دعينا نخدمك وإحنا ما نستاهلش. نشكرك على روحك الساكن فينا يا رب. نشكرك على كنيستك المفتوحة. نشكرك إنك عرفتنا الطريق ليك ولسه ناس كتير يا رب عايشة في ظلمة مش عارفاك. إملأ قلبنا منك يا رب. خلينا نحبك أكتر وننشغل باللي شغلك أكتر. نحب الناس بسببك ونجري ورا خلاصهم ونعمل أي حاجة تفرحك. قوينا يا رب نتغير عشان نبقى شبهك. قوينا يا رب على التوبة وعلى الصلاة وعلى الصوم. ساعدنا نحب بعض. ساعدنا ناخد المتكئ الأخير. ساعدنا يا رب نسجد بخشوع وخضوع. ساعدنا يا رب نتمم اللي انت عاوزه مش اللي احنا شايفينه بدماغنا. شيل مننا يا رب كل كسل كل فتور كل إدانة كل غضب كل تذمر كل شهوة ردية. حط فينا يا رب المحبة والإيمان والرجاء والصبر والوداعة والحكمة وكل حاجة تبعك. باركنا بكل بركة روحية. عوض أباء اللي حضروا وتعبوا. عوض كل الخدام المسافرين اللي عايشين في غربة من أجل الكرازة لإسمك. ادينا فرصة نخدمك كل أيام حياتنا بطهارة وبر. باركنا بكل بركة روحية واستر علينا ونور العالم بيك يا رب من أجل أمنا العذراء بركة مريم مرقس وكل قديسيك. اسمعنا لما نقول لك بالشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات يتقدس اسمك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا. لا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير. خلوني أباء محبة الله الآب نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح شركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم. امضوا بسلام، سلام الرب يكون معكم.